Along the Sugyat Tzedakah. So we are on Daf Tesamid Aleph, and we're up to the statement Amar Rav Huna, middle of the Amud. Amar Rav Huna, Bodkin Lemizonos, Ve'ein Bodkin Liksus. We're talking about money that's to be distributed from the Kupa Shel Tzedakah, and you don't know if the person is actually needy or not, so you can't just assume you can use communal funds to distribute unless you can actually sure. How sure do you have to be? Do you have to do a heavy investigation? Or do you say that since what's at stake is so severe that you have to give something immediately even without doing a bedika? So the way that Rav Huna is stating, it depends. Mizonos is something that you need to first check for. Bodkin l'mizonos, Rashi explains, amar imba ani, v'amar parnisuni. And again, you don't know if he's legitimate or he's lying. Bodkin shelo yiramai. So the halacha is, because you're dealing with kupa shel tzedakah, you have to first do bedika, make sure that in fact he's telling the truth, and then you can give him his onus. However, ein bodkin liksus, Rashi learns, imba arom v'amar kasuni. So Rashi seems to be saying that he's mamish without clothing at all. See, in the Ritva maybe slightly disagrees with this, that he's not dressed properly, fully, but not that he's mamish arum. Rashi says, ba arum ba amar kasuni. Then, ein botin luksus, gokin luksus miyad. You immediately get clothing, you don't start checking in for, in fact, maybe he's lying, maybe he really has, he's just trying to put on a show, whatever. So that's the way Rav Huna says it, and the Gemara explains that the distinction is based either on tzukim, on a pasuk, or on a svara. Iba yisem akra, Iba yisem a svara, and we go, first we explain the svara, and then the pasuk. Iba yisem a svara, Hai kamevazi, v'hai lo kamevazi. In this case, there's bizayon involved in the fact that he has no clothing, so therefore, immediately you have to give him something to cover himself. Whereas with zonos, there's no bizayon involved. Bizayon is a greater concern than the fact that he might be hungry. So zonos, you can wait a little bit, but not for ksus. That's the svara. And if you want to deep midayik in the pasuk, Iba yisem akra. You can get it from the pasuk. Halo paros ra'ev lachmecha. This is a very famous haftorah, everybody. You know when we say this in haftorah? What day? Yom Kippur, excellent. Mishaya, the pasuk in Yeshaya, Nun Ches. And the pasuk says, if you have it about me, you can mars probably, halo paros ra'ev lachmecha. V'aniyim merudim tavibayis. And then goes on, ki sira arom v'chisi. So, v'besar chalosis ala. So basically, the message of Yeshaya is that people should not look at fast days as just a way of going through the motions, beating your chest, and making believe that you're really humble and you're fasting. That's not what Hashem is looking for. Hashem is looking for a person to have the real sensitivities of what it takes to be aware of people's needs, to go out and help other people who are unfortunate. If you see someone that's poor, they need food, you give them food. If someone is without clothing, you give them clothing. That's what a real tzom is about. That's the message of the Haftorah. Meanwhile, the diyuk of the psukim, halo faros go ra'ev lachmecha, referring to giving food, giving bread. And then later, kisira arm v'chisiso. So the way that right now the Rav Huna's medayikit, he says, as we read in our Gemara, we'll see maybe there's another girsa, halo faros go ra'ev lachmecha b'shin ksiv. It's written not with a samach paros, but paros with a sin, which can also be switched with a shin. And therefore, the way that Rashi seems to learn it, it's as if you would read it at parosh, meaning you have to investigate, to look into it. Rashi says drosh. Parosh means synonymous with investigating. Drosh v'chakor tchila. So the Gemara says that the drasha would be parosh, that you first have to look into whether he needs the mizonos, and then you can give him the bread. However, So again, parosh wherever b'shin ksiv parosh v'hadar havle. That's regarding mizonos. V'hasin ksiv, a little further on regarding clothing, kisira or mechisiso, kisira la'alter. Now, kisira, as soon as you see it, that's when you have to immediately give ksus, and that's the pasuk that would support the shita of Rav Huna. This is one shita, a raya from a pasuk, and also a svara that we look at the situation of ksus as more imperative to act because of bizayim. Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda amar the other way around. Bodkin l'ksus, v'ein bodkin l'mizonos. That when it comes to clothing, we first check whether the person is in need, and then you can give them. But mizonos, you must provide right away. And again, Ibayisei Masvara. Here's the Svara first. Ibayisei Makra, and it goes on to explain Svara first and then the Pasuk. Ibayisei Masvara. Why? Hai kamitsarelei, v'hai lo kamitsarelei. Regarding mizonos, this tsar, right now he's in pain. He has hunger pangs. That's something that's unique to Mizono, so you have to right away alleviate those pangs, and therefore don't check it out right now. It could very well be he hasn't eaten in a long time. You have to immediately give him, even before you know for sure. Whereas Ksus, it's not an issue of Tsar. This is where the Ritva steps in. We'll see soon the Ritva, a couple of Haras and Rashi, but L'chora Rashi learns that he's mamish without clothing. If he's without clothing, then presumably that's Tsar as well, because it must be he's cold if he has nothing covering himself. So that's why the Ritva learns that really he has clothing, but not fully clothing, and therefore it's a little bizayon for him that he's not fully dressed, but he has at least enough that he's not freezing cold. But either way, the Gemara says that the issue of tsar is specific to mizonos, and that's why mizonos you need not to check, and only ksus checks. Ibayisei makra, and he can get it from the pasuk in a different way. Hacha ksiv halo paros l'ra'ev lachmecha, so paros l'alter. Udikarinan. In other words, paros, without any hesitation, immediately, and not with the shin, as it were, to switch it with the shin and then the shin, means to investigate. No, paros, we take it the way it's written, which is as if it would be with a samach, so we don't switch it to make parosh. And then, immediately, paros, you don't have to wait. V'hasam ksiv, but then we kick the other pasuk, and the other phrase, and the other different thing. Not kisira la'alta, but kisira means you think about it, you look into it. Not sira, visual eye, but sira milashin like libi ra harbi chachma. Ra can also mean to think about, right? You can take the word ra not in the literal sense, but rather kisira amr chisiso kishayira l'cha, when it appears to you, like we say yira in that sense. Then the kisiso. So then we have the exact opposite shita, which is that when it comes to ksus, we have to first look into it. Mizonos we give right away. Rashi says, we've had before, paros derosh v'chakor, sheyira l'cha, she'eno ramai. When it seems to you that it's not a ramai, that's when you give him the ksus. And the Gemara says, we have machokis, Rav Huna on the one hand, and Rav Yud on the other hand. So which do we give payah? Which do we not investigate? Which do we investigate? Tanya kavasi Rav Yehuda. We have a braisa supporting the shita of Rav Yehuda, which says the following, Omar kasuni bolken acharav. He says, give me clothing, you first check into it. Suni, if he says, give me mizonos, ain't bolken. Okay, this is the Gemara gabi mizonos, and so a couple of ha'aris, just in terms of what the Gemara notes, that within the first shita, that when it comes to Zonos, we have to look into it because the pasuk Ibayisei Makra says paros and it's written with a shin. Is that really so? Masharei points this out, and our Neviim doesn't say it that way. So it's a question that comes up other times in Shas when the Gemara makes a drasha that seems to be not consistent with what we have in our text. The Ritvarei points this out and says it's not what we have. We have paros. If you look in your Navi or printout of it, it doesn't say kriksiv. It's actually with a samach. So the Ritva has a different gears apparently, because in our Gemara it says, right, Bishin Ksiv, right? So that it's clear that the Gemara is saying not that we have, not like our text. Ritva points out that the drasha is really something different. Not the drasha being paros, nilashin, investigate like Rashi has it, and like our gears in the Gemara, but rather the word paros itself indicates that you don't give right away. Why? Because what could it have said instead? Nason. So Pshat is, he wants him to die and see them. Nason means generously. Paros means that you're very stingy. So that means that you're not so careful to give him what he should necessarily he's asking for. So it comes out according to Ritva, there's another point that you do give him something, which is going to come up later on in that issue of giving him matan muetes. But the point is that you don't give what necessarily what he's asking for. So that's the diuk, not the diuk of parosh ksiv, but rather from the lashon of paros, not nason. Then as far as the other issue of what is the case of the person saying kasuni, so the Ritva disagrees with Rashi. He says not that he's mamish without clothing, But lo lavish glima v'lasadina doesn't have the extra ornaments that make a person feel dignified. So there's a lack of dignity in the fact, not that he's mamish naked, but that he doesn't have clothing that would make him feel that he fits in. And that's the inyan of bizayon that Gemara is discussing. Now, there's an interesting ha'arah that I found the Achronim raise, or Achan and others. The Gemara here, and it could be depending a little bit on the pshat that we learn in the Gemara, what the case of Kesus is. But let's take Rashi, for example, that he has mamish no clothing. So you have the issue on the one hand of tsar, which is what you have by hunger. He's hungry. And you have the issue of bizayon. And in the Yibayis Emes Vara, you have, seems to be a question, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, which takes priority. Do we give priority to the fact that the person is suffering or potentially suffering the hunger? Do we look at the fact that he has a lack of dignity? And Gemara ends up paskining like Rav Yehuda. So if you hold Rav Yehuda, then what? Which do we look at? Right? What do we say? That more important is the issue of hunger, right? And associating both things. So seemingly, at first glance, it sounds like a bit of a connection. But again, at further glance, maybe we can be machalk in different ways. Sugya in Sanhedrin, in the sixth parak, discussing how Beis Din administers Mises Beis Din. So one of the Mises Beis Din is Skila. So you know, not exactly pleasant to look at that, to visualize, but described in the Mishnayos. So they would have the person, right, thrown down from a certain elevation, and then they'd do they'd be hanged afterwards. So the question has to do with whether they would be having their clothing on when this would be done, or it would be without clothing. Even if without clothing, they would cover the private parts, but still basically they would be without clothing. So there is a question in the Gemara, there's a drasha, also, the Rogmu also, this is in the parasha of Emor actually coming up, by the Megadeth, Rogmu Oso, Koha Eda, and where the Drasha, Oso means without clothing. That's how one way to read it. But then the question is, what about for a woman? So there's a more of an issue, an emphasis on that it's, the dignity is not there if she has no clothing, especially, you know, she's more exposed. So more discusses the issue, Machukis Tanoim, whether Isha Niskeles Aruma or not. First, I'm going to discuss it from the perspective of Hihurim. But at the end, it's not considered Hihur because in the situation of this, the context of what's going on, it's not going to bring to Hihur. So that issue gets clarified. Then the Gemara says, what is the issue? So the Gemara brings in Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, the klal, we have to racha kamocha, this week's parasha, and the drasha that found itself here and other places, especially in terms of Mises Beis Din, is Berorah lo Misa Yafa. After Racha Kamocha has a lot of applications. And one of the many applications is that when you're carrying out Mises Beis Din, so you have to administer it according to the Halacha, but it can be defined by parameters of what would the person feel most comfortable or least comfortable with, and you have to take that into account in how the Halacha gets played out. So Berar lo Misa Yafa. The Gemara brings this in a lot of times when you have a question. You know, maybe the pshat is this, maybe the pshat is that, maybe the Torah means the sreifas, mamish to burn the person at the stake, maybe it means to put the lead down their throat. All kinds of questions, you have to figure out what the Torah means, and Rav Nachman's rule comes in to weigh in on understanding what it means and what the pshat is. Berar lo misa yafa, based on after racha kamoch. Okay? So, within that, the Gemara says that the machokas tanoim, everyone following me so far? Machokas Tanayim, regarding whether the woman would have her clothing on for the Mises Beis Din Skila or not, would depend on the following issue. On the one hand, having clothing preserves dignity. Without the clothing, says Bizayim. On the other hand, there's more tsar. The death is prolonged. It takes much longer for the process to unfold, the person to die through the Skila, if they're wearing clothing. So what takes priority? What is Bororo Misa Yafa going to mean in terms of this issue? Do we put the premium on Tsar? Do we put the premium on what person is more comfortable in terms of their dignity? Lashon HaGemara, toward the end of the Gemara, Shaka V'Tayra, for the new Mishnah here, Daf Mem Hamed Aleph in Sanhedrin, says the Gemara, to Rav Nachman said, V'aftar L'Hamacha Baruch Misa Yafeh, the Gemara says, everyone holds the Rav Nachman, both Tanayim, V'Hacha B'Hacha Mifkligi. One opinion is that a person is more concerned with their dignity and that shouldn't be embarrassed than the particular comforts. So the comfort is less important and bizayon is more important. What's more comfortable is that they should not suffer physical pain, and the fact that they'll suffer dignity is less important. Okay, that's the Gemara. And now, the problem is, if you look at the Rambam's Pesach in Sanhedrin and the Rambam's Pesach over here, it doesn't stim. You know, if you want to make it line up, it would follow that if you go with the Shita here, that Ziona is more important to a person, then you should say over here that then the Ein Botkin L'Ksus, right? And Botkin L'Mizonos, and vice versa. But it doesn't line up. So how do we distinguish? Okay, there's a lot of things that we can say here, but let's see your Arius first. Yeah?
Why, again, in context of that Gemara, you can't do both of them, but why in our Gemara does there need to be a choice? You know, the Mice on they all say one option, but why are we saying that one, why can't we just say they're concerned for both of them?
But here we say Botkin in one case and Ein Botkin in the other case, so why, apparently, and especially if the Pesukim are giving Medayik one way or the other, so it sounds like there's a distinction. Kisira, and here it's Paros. So, Mistama, the assumption is that they're not on the same. It's not that they're both the same, that you're always Bodek or always not Bodek. It seems to be that one is one, one's the other. I mean, that's how it comes out. That's how we see in our sugya.
That doesn't mean that one, in the face of the other one...
They're not coming at the expense of the other. Right, that's true. It's not simultaneous in the same situation. That's correct. You're right. Right, granted. But even so, if you're going to hold in this situation that if I look at the two issues and I put more of an emphasis on, you know, on the physical pain, then maybe if they're coming together, I should also look at that and say that should be more of a concern. Yeah, that's always a question. Okay, but Lamai said there's a lot of chilukim you can think of that. So what do you think, David?
Interesting that it's already such a not dignified event and also such a tsar-filled event. I mean, the person's already going to suffer and also lacks a ton of dignity in that day.
Okay, so maybe, what's that? He's saying a lot of different things. So let's just take them one of them. I mean, let's just take one of them with things. He's saying there, the tsar has to do with misa. Tsar misa. That's not the same as tsar. You know, now here, potentially, a person could die, starve to death, but we're not talking about the process of ending their life. So it could be that you can't necessarily weigh the issues the same as the tsar that's not connected to the tsar. Okay, that may be one. What's the look? Yeah? What else are you saying?
I was saying that, like, the fact that there's not focus over them, if we want, rather give tsar or make them more dignified. I was just kind of saying that in both senses, they already are getting a ton of tsar and a huge lack of dignity.
So anyway, the level is entirely. Okay. So
when you then want to give them a punishment where they just die instantly.
Okay. Just saying, once you have a context of that, then it's a whole different playing field, basically. Okay. Good. Maybe. What else? It's a chance to really. Yeah. What do you think?
Isn't there also an aspect of, like, most of everyone else watching over there? So, clothing or not, doesn't make a difference. Because they see, like, she's being punished later.
So there's less bizarre. Now you start mechal between the level, the bizarre. Nope. The Gemara doesn't seem to necessarily be saying that. But again, once you're talking about the context, okay. Maybe another vort. Maybe Mishdama, this is mentioned by one of the Achronim. Beroro misa yafe. Right? So then the issue of Baftaracha Kamocha is a very important issue to think about. Is what would this person want? What is their preference? Knows Baftaracha Kamocha is about what does Reyacha want? It's not what Halacha would put more weight on. I mean, Halacha puts more weight on what Reyacha would want. That's the din of Baruch Misa Yafin. So the question in that sugya would be about the person's sensitivities, the person's feelings, because that's the key of after. Whereas in Agamara, we're not talking about the rule of the after Achimach, we're talking about what inyan is the Torah machshiv more. In other words, what do we see as more important? It could be the Torah seems that, you know, the Zonos is more important, or the Torah seems to hold that, no, the Bizon is more important. But that's not going to change the fact that Vavka Kamocha is going to be a function of what a person would want. Now, so far, we're thinking maybe it would be a very different way. And that's right, Machal, between the nature of the Bizayon and the context of that story. But it's a Lamdashim distinction. There, the issue at stake with the Machogas Tanoim is what to plug in to Vavka Kamocha. So means that Michal, what is the person? Because that's what Vavka Kamocha is about. Rogo Misa Yotha means what would that person prefer? And that's where the Machlokes Tanaim is. What would that person who's on death row, so to speak, rather have when they're leaving the world? And that's the Brar Lo Misa Yafa. What is the V'Ahavta? What does that person want? What would that person more likely prefer and not prefer? Whereas here, we're not dealing with necessarily assessing what the person would want, but what is objectively the halacha as far as what the Torah would think. To think. Now, may or may not line up with the same as what would be the individual's preference. Maybe the Torah says, you think one thing, a person in that situation would think one thing, but the Torah says, this is what we should give priority to. That's the Machlokes and Asa. It's a very different context. Okay, maybe a thought. Yeah?
They'd be arguing about what most people want?
Yeah, in other words,
because
what we have to do is we have to assess human nature, because it's a the question is, which way should the person die based on the klal v'yavta racha kamocha? Because the Torah in v'yavta racha kamocha is telling us the rule called b'ror lo misa yafe. So b'ror misa yafe is a very subjective thing. It doesn't matter what technically the Torah might think is more important or less important. It's what your particular sensitivities are. What would the average person rather have done to them? So which you know, again, it's a choice between best, bad and worse. Okay, but meanwhile, that's the Misa Yafa, what the person would want. Our sugya is not about fitting into Bavta Kamocha. It's about what itself is considered to be, you know, more of a severe issue and what's less severe.
We were to know that this person who was getting killed.
No, it doesn't matter. But Kledaito, it doesn't matter. You're not going to change the halacha because of an individual. This is what we have to do an assessment of what would be considered to be by most people, I guess. And that's Kovea, the halacha. Okay, this is that Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Tanan Hasa. This is a Mishnah in Masechta Peah. Gemara quotes the following Mishnah, okay, because it's connected to Nyanit Stuck. Ein Pochsin La'ani. Ha'over mimakom lemakom, mikikar bepunyin me'arbas soin besela. Let's not get scared from the phrases and the numbers, okay? The Mishnah says that an ani is traversing, is a wayfarer, going from place to place, and he's going to get a kikar. It's going to come down to what's called mazon shtei sudos. That's going to be the end result of this. This kikar, again, based on the formula here, if the numbers change, it's going to be maybe different. But it's what he has to get is the equivalent of shtei sudas. That's what he's going to be getting. Let's say he's getting from the daily ration of the tamchoy food, and it's going to be shtei sudas from food. If it's going to be the equivalent of the weekly allowance of kupa, there'll be 14 sudos for the week. But basically, the proportion he's getting is kikar, which is going to be the equivalent of shtei sudas. Now, the way that the way that the exchange rate is working at the time that the Mishnah is writing this is kikar bepunyin me'abasam besela. The kikar that you would, the loaf that you would be able to buy for the amount of currency of a punyin, when the rate is when you're buying wheat for a sign for a seller. Now let's just get that down from Rashi, just to get that clear, what that means. It says Rashi, Mikikar bepunyin, kikar halakuach bepunyin. Again, a loaf that would be purchased with this amount of money of a punyin. Kisha lokhin abesoin chitin besela. When the going rate of buying wheat, now we're talking about not wheat, we're talking about buying a loaf of bread, right? But when the going rate of purchasing wheat, 4 sa of wheat would be a seller. then, right, then would be a kikar, the kikar that a pun, the size of a kikar that a pundian would get you, at the rate of when you buy four sa'in of chitin, you pay a sela. So then from that exchange rate, this is the size of the kikar that the pundian would buy you. And how does that come out? Umagia lepundian chatzikav. And that would mean that for a pundian, you get a half a kav. That's the size that you're getting of the kikar. How so? Shasela memches pundian, pundionin. A sela, take a sela, and that breaks down into 48 pundian. Okay? Now, that's one, that's a sela. But arba soin, you see, arba soin is how much wheat you get for a sela. Arba soin is memches chatsoi kavin. How's that? A saw is how many kavin? New everybody, do the math. A saw is how many kavin?
Six.
Again, let's get that. A saw is six kavin. Now, for a saw, is 6 times 4, elementary math. 6 times 4, 24 kavin. How many half kavin are there in 24 kavin?
48.
Okay, there you go. Okay. There you go. So Rashi says, a sela, therefore, is memches punjonin. We start with that. Sela is memches punjonin. Arba soin is memches chatsoi kavin. So now, if you have a sela, so you have one pundian, right, would be keneged a chatzikav. But there's one catch here. Hachem v'ni, we are talking about the amount of wheat that you would get. Abasayim b'sela. But when there's a kikar, you took the wheat, someone had to do the work, the labor involved to take the wheat and to grind it and to mix it with water and to bake it, and they're entitled to some compensation. So half of that money gets paid to the person who made the wheat into the kikar. Therefore, v'achen v'ni, the person who's the shopkeeper, shu tochen v'ofer u'mocher b'shuk, mistake mechza. That's his profit. So therefore, ha'reisha nosin kikar shel rov ha'kav b'pundyin. Because we said it should be how much for a pundyin. If it were just wheat, the pundyin would get you how much wheat, and how much of a kav, Rashi said?
Half
a kav, that's how it lines up. But now you're only getting rov ha'kav. That's the kikar rov ha'kav because you're paying only half of that going to the chenveni. So that's what comes out. Okay, that's the first sentence of the Mishnah. Yeah.
I think Rabbi Gershom says that it's.
You have a hard enough time with the Rashi with Rabbi Gershom now. Okay, netosis. Okay, what does he say? I don't know.
He just says that it splits up to two sudos.
Yeah, that's what Tosis is going to tell us.
Is it a machlokas on how much is a meal?
No. Rashi
is saying it's just one.
No, it's just saying, no, it's two meals. It's two. This Rov HaKav is two meals. That's the Gemara Erev in Tosis quotes. That's what I started with. The end of the day, this rate, if the numbers are different, it's going to be different. But right now, at this rate, it's going to be, this Rov HaKav of a kikar is going to be the equivalent of two sudos. But the way that the Mishnah is calculating, when the person paid a sela for Abbasan, I should say, with a sela, for Sachitin, then it would come out that the kikar would be a quarter kav, because again, half goes to the chenveni, and that would be shtei sudas. Right? That would be the amount that would fill him up for two meals. That's for sure. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. Two sudas. Okay, further in the Mishnah, a little bit lighter now. That's as far as food. The same individual who's traveling through, he's going to be here, and he's going to be moving on to other places. So then it says, Lon, he's sleeping overnight. So what are we going to provide him from the Kupa Shel Tzedakah? What are we giving him? Nosim lo, parnasas lina. We give him the needs for to be here overnight, lodging. What is that exactly? My parnasas lina? Amar papa, purya, bed, ubeisadia, and blankets, Rashi. Parnasas lina tzorch ilan balayla, parnasas lina tzorch ilina, beisadia, karlasis marshos of a pillow. Okay, and one more thing, says the Mishnah. Shava. So we talked about he's getting food and he's right away moving on. We're talking about staying overnight, and now we're talking about staying over Shabbos. staying over Shabbos, now we have to provide a little more. Shavas, nosim lo, mazon shalasidus. We give him food for three meals. The Pashup Shat, and this is clear from the Rambam's Mashmos, but Tosfos has a different take on this. What's the Pashup Shat in these words? Why mazon shalasidus? You're giving him the three meals for Shabbos. The Rambam even based on a Tosefta, the Rambam adds something. All he's getting is the bare bones meal. What happened to Onik Shabbos? The Rambam based on Tosefta says, Lashon Rambam, Perek Zayin, Halacha Ches, in Pochsin, Lani Yavu Mak Malkam, Yikiko Yachad, Nihanim Kar Bipudim, Bishar Chitam Arba Sam Bissala, Ukvar Biyano Kol Amidos, Imra Nosum Lomad Sashir Shana Lava Kesses, Mithnav Tachas Mashosav, Bishemen Bikitnis. That's because I guess at night he eats a little bit of something to snack on, a midnight snack. So that's he adds to that. The Rambam adds that on the lun. And again, bisan tosefta. So he gets the pillow and so on, the shemen v'kidnis. The den, the imshavas. Nosim wo mazon shosudos, the shemen v'kidnis, the dag v'yerek. Oh, wow, now we're talking. The dag v'yerek. Yeah, the Gemara says the basic onik Shabbos is karsa d'harsana. It's a fish dish, you know. Okay, so that's it. And this, and now something also the Rambam makes clear. What we're discussing here is an ani that we don't know. We paskin as we had in the line earlier in the Gemara. We paskin like who? Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, which we have a right to? Rav Yehuda. What did Yehuda say? By Mizonos? Ein Bodkin. So this is all based on that assumption, and we supported Rav Yehuda. So Ein Bodkin Mizonos, and the Ein Bodkin. So what does he get? He gets this bare minimum. But until we know more. If we know more, that's the Rambam goes on. Then what? Then no sufikfodo. Then you give them according to whatever, you know, it's magialo. De machsora, we know there's a standard. Sheyachsel, a person has standards, and you can meet those standards based on if that's what the person is used to, that's what stalker is machayu. But if the person of in Bodkin case, so in Bodkin, but we don't know, so then this is what we provide. This is the good. Okay. Now it gets a little bit cheshbendik. Let's try at least as much as we could to go through the toasts. Okay, two toasts and I really like one. Okay. Zok toasts. Ein posin l'ani ofen makom l'makom mikika l'punyin. So first toaster says as follows. Another measure to throw into the hopper here. Again, just to realize. Hakikar ole shisha beitzim. This kikar that we're talking about, which we said was how much of a kav? A grova kav, right? Because that we said that chasi kav, then half goes to the chendini. So this rova kav kikar has a value of shisha beitzim. Why shisha beitzim? Why is it rova kav? The same nech the chendini, because you have to have half going to the chendini. So it became a rova kav from a chasi kav. Now, if it were chasi kav, it would be how many beitzim? 12. Because how many beitzim in a kav? Now, everyone knows. Keep multiplying by 2. 12 times 2. Last I thought of it was 24. Yeah?
I was basing off of what I thought, how many were in a kav, not...
No, 6. So, you know, now we're talking beitzim. Beitzim, not kav to sa. Right. Well, it's also 6. So it's how many beitzim in a kav? What? 24. How many beitzim in half a kav? 12. Excellent. Ooh, okay. In a row. And how many beitzim in a quarter kav? 6. That's the tosis, the first two lines of tosis, okay? Hakiko ola shisha beitzim. Why shisha? Isn't it 12? No, because seimehem mechsa l'chenveni. So that's why we got it down to rovakav, because he got half, because he did all the effort to make it into a bread. And this is why, this kikar, that's ola shisha beitzim. We have to another measure to put in. This kikar, shisha beitzim, this rovakav kikar, shisha beitzim, which is mazash de sudos, kibisan perkets mishtatfin. This is the Indian called Eruve Tchumin. Person is to be koveya shvisa, konis shvisa, we call it, that they would want the 2,000 amos to be able to walk on Tchum Shabbos, not to be from where they are right now, where they're sleeping, but they want to be able to go 2,000 amos from a, you know, from further than 2,000 where they are now, so they can be putting Mother's Day Siddhas down at a particular place before in Ashmashis, before Shabbos, and that becomes ki'ilu their makom that you calculate apayim amal choruach from over there, but how much food you have to put. The Shir Mazon Shtei Sudas and the Mishnah there, according to at least one opinion, Tosfos is quoting, would be exactly this point of Kikar B'Pudyin, same numbers that we have over here. Abbasan Lesela, that's the Mazon Shtei Sudas, which Tosfos just added here, another measurement of Shisha Beitzim. Okay. Tosfos goes as follows. The Kashalari. So what does it say? You're giving him Mazar Shtei Sudas. Again, we don't know him, so we give Mazar Shtei Sudas, which is the Kikar that we just described. Vektosis from the Sugin in Shabbos in Kol Kisvei, the Sugis of that three Sudas Shabbos. Kashalari, the Perikol Kisvei Mashma, Shahu Regilus, the Ika Suda Bahadei. That what is customary is that when a person, this Ani who's traveling Ani from place to place, itinerant pauper, so he always has something that has with him, a Suda. He didn't leave the last location without a Suda. He always sent out from his previous place with a Suda. Shuregilus, the Ika Suda Badei, the Kama Hasim, again, not Nagia, the particulars of the Sugya there, and Machok is how many Sudas for Shabbos, three or four, but meanwhile, the Gemara makes the following statement, the Kama Hasim, the Chi Azil Malvina Le Suda Badei. When he leaves a particular place, we give him along with him a Shir Suda, the equivalent of the Shir Suda. Why? The Chi Azil Labarekan Azil, we don't want him to go empty handed. So he has with him a Suda. So now comes Tosfos now with a question. So given the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, that a person who's leaving, he's traveling from place to place, he already has one Suda. So now we have this person coming to this place, and we don't know what his story is. What does it say in the Mishnah? We're giving him the equivalent of a Amazon, how many Sudas? Two Sudas. Tosfos v'im kain, lama nos moshtei Sudos, dai lo besuda achas. It should be sufficient to give him now one Suda. Meaning, Hahi Suda Diika Bahadei Yochamiya. Because he's got to eat right now. He just got into this place. He's got to have, the people have two meals a day, right? So he's going to have the Suda that he had with him to eat right away. And now, Suda Shenosn Mulachshav Yolchenu Ima. When he's going to move on, he has the Suda that we gave him. So we're basically just giving him, replenishing what he had before. In other words, giving him his, he had the meal. He eats that, and now we'll keep it going. So now we give him the Suda, and he goes on from here. Pashtakasha, why two Sudas? He had a Suda, so it keeps him going. Now we have, he'll eat that, and I'll give him another one. He'll take that with him. So what's the problem? Why two Sudas? Okay? Nero Levi, the answer is because of the following premise that Tosfos makes a big deal about. The Ein Machalkin Tamchoi Balayla. Tamchoi is the food soup kitchen. So we know that was distributed daily. But it's not pshat that they gave him morning and evening. They gave it only once a day. They only gave tamchoi bayom, not balayla. Why not night? Because he didn't see well at night. It's dark, and you don't know. People, you know, you can confuse who's here, who was he already. I guess they didn't have the lights that we have today, so they didn't do any handouts at night. Tamchoi was not distributed at night. Only once a day in the morning. So there was no distribution of tamchoi at night. So he's not going to have a meal at night. Wait a second. And what's my raya? We haven't fully given the answer. But how do I know that this is correct? That there's no tamchoi distribution? What's the proof to that? V'chein mashma. Midikamar lon, when he sleeps over, nasnu lo parnasas lina. We give him the lodging, what's needed for lodging at night. And what is that? Mark explains, our puppet says in Farish, dainu purya besadya. He gets a bed, he gets a pillow. But what doesn't he get? Doesn't say he got his evening meal, his evening ration. Avo kikar einosnim lo. Now, what did Rambam say? He got a shtickle snack for his kidneys. Okay, Tosfos doesn't mention it to Sefta. But either way, he's not getting a kikar, he's not getting a meal. So what do you see? The fact he's not getting, he's not getting, because there was no distribution at night. So now Tosfos answers the kasha. Kach, nosnim lo beisudos. So that answers my kasha. You have to give him two meals. Sheyochal achas balayla, then he'll eat one at night. That will be one meal. Achas lemachar, meaning, and the one for tomorrow is going to be the one that's going to be malave him. Right? What does the Bach add? Achas balayla kisheyelech lemach kisheyelech techiyaz elaborek anazim. So we have to make sure we send him off with his meal. That when he gets lunchtime to the next place, he'll have his meal from what we sent him with. Right. Apparently breakfast wasn't part of the cheshbon. It was lunch and dinner, or however it was distributed, brunch and whatever, it's two meals. So we're going to give him two meals. One for tonight, because he's not going to get no distribution tonight. The other meal is, why do we send him off with the next morning? Now, just clarifying a point. What's this idea that we have to send him with something? What he'll get his meal when he gets there. He'll eat what they'll give him there. What's this idea of going with a meal just to feel like what? What? It's not the time he has to eat. He'll eat when comes meal time. He'll eat. They'll give him to the Jews. Will give him to you there. What's this idea of sending him with a meal? The time at the beginning shall yeh lechreikam. The reason we want him not to go empty-handed. The ain't a dome. Mishiyeh shall pass the salo or mishengel. You can't convince somebody who has, knowing that they got their food, if they're stuck, they can fall back on that expression, pass the salo. You got it. To me, he doesn't have it. And that itself can alleviate hunger pangs. That was even before you eat. If you know that you've got your lunchbox with you, you're a little less hungry. It's interesting. The lo yehi roev kol kach knows, he feels a little less hungry. People never, they're hungry, but they have their meals, so they feel less hungry. Okay, so far, this is what Tosa says in answering the Kasha, the Reis Teretz, Yesod Eimachal Ketamcha Balayla, therefore we know why you have him two meals. One for tonight, because he's not getting anything tonight by us, and the other for taking with him. Okay, I think, Rafi, you were asking questions before. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to know how this works with the idea. We say that Ein Bodkin Limzonos, so then why wouldn't they be able to give out an idea if they don't know who it is? They should just give in England. If we say
the Ein Bodkin just means that therefore we have to give him something. But that's what the Rambam is telling us, that you're not going to give him necessarily all that he's asking for. But if we don't know, we don't know. If we know, then we give him Fikvoda, give him much more. But if we don't know, that both can mean we can't give him anything until we check. That's the pashtus. There is a Yad Ramah, if I'm not mistaken, that thinks that even if it's Bodkin, you have to give him something. But the pashtus in the Gemara is Bodkin would mean that you give him zero, check him out. And Ein Bodkin means you have to give him something without checking him out. But what's the something that you give? That's our Gemara, that's our Sugya. So without Bedika, all you can give him from the communal funds is this amount of Shtei Sudas.
So we would be giving him so that he could have a full meal as opposed to getting a lesser meal at night when he gets to the...
Right, he's entitled to get a dinner. So he's not going to get no handout at night. So therefore, right now he's here with us. So he's got his one meal from the last place he was, and that's what he'll eat for lunch. And then we're going to give him two Sudas. One for tonight's dinner. The other one they takes with him for tomorrow's lunch, you could say. Brunch, as case may be, whatever. That's how it works. That's what Tosa is saying.
So what are you saying? When we say that we're not going to give anything to the Tom Quibble Lila and Tosos,
right?
That just means that you're not getting, you're still getting something, just not.
No, no. What's something? No, there's no handout at night.
If the reason for that,
what you get now, you can have tonight.
The reason for that is because you don't know who he is.
Explain. What does it mean? Let me go back. Let me explain it well. What does Tosis mean? What does it mean? Why not?
You make it someone twice.
You make it someone twice. You don't see who's here. Everyone's coming in front of you, and you're looking at a shadow of a person. There's no light. So that's, you don't know who's here. So you can't. So it's too complicated. That's what Tosis means. We don't know, not in terms of knowing what his background check is. It means Lavchin Pasha don't know who's got it, who didn't get, and you can't, you don't have the proper lighting, and therefore you don't know. So therefore, the policy is we don't give at night. We don't give at night. So therefore, don't for tonight. You're gonna have to give him now for tonight's meal. Okay, so then you do that, and then he'll have the next thing when he goes on. Okay, listen, not easy to us. It's just Pasha to work through. But we'll do as we do, as much as we can. Just basic Pasha, get the words. If you really want to learn it right, you have to see Tosis and Shabbos and then start comparing the Medayik. And obviously that would take a lot more time. But just for us, just to be able to feel, we got some Pasha to read the words. This is the thread of Tosis so far. So that's the answer why we have two Sudas. Yeah?
I don't understand the Raya of Tosis, because the way, at least I think the Pasha Pshat of the Mishnah is that it's not saying that you only give him Parnassus Lino. It's saying in addition, and my right of that is that if continuing Shabbos, it doesn't say Shabbos, you give him Parnassus Lino. It just says you give him three Sudos, so he's not, where's he going to sleep? It's just saying in addition to everything before.
Okay.
So Parnassus Lino would be getting the food and Lino.
Parnassus Lino, but why shouldn't Parnassus Lino, why shouldn't you state that he gives the meal?
And by Shabbos, it doesn't say he gets Parnassus, it doesn't say he gets Lino. He has to sleep Friday night somewhere.
No, because that's already included. No, Shabbos means you're staying over at Shabbos. We know where
you get
Lina.
Shal Sudos, but why didn't I say that you get Lina?
No, because that's understood. That's already, we already said Lon. That's already Lon.
So everything is including that which we said previously.
Mm. Nope. Okay, I don't know. I hear. Okay, so that was Tosa Diokumaisa. Tosa felt they should have said something. Should have added. Okay, either way, Tosa seemed to assume that there's no Tamche Belayla. That's his answer. Okay, now Tosa pushes back. I will aim with Farish. Maybe something else. Let's suggest a different reason why you have to give him what? Not one Suda, but two. I will aim with Farish. The reason that we're giving him two Sudas, Shema lo yagia ben hayuhudim. Who knows where he'll get next? Maybe be a village that doesn't have Rachmanim, B'nai Rachmanim, Jews. That he should have food. And therefore, two Sudas, because you never know where the next stop is going to be. And if you won't have anyone giving him food, they're not going to, the non-Jews are not going to have the Rachmanim that Jews have in them. He won't have what to eat, so we have to give him an extra Suda. Why can't that be Pshat? If that's what our concern is, because then it comes out you should eat another meal on top of that, because he'll be the next town, he's not going to have day or night, because even if he gets after that, after the lunch handout, he'll get to a Jewish place, but they've already done the tamchoi for earlier, and then they don't get anything at night, they don't give out at night, as I said before. So therefore, if the next stop is a non-Jewish village, then even if he gets to a Jewish village after that, he's going to be short the meal for that dinner. So then he should have to have three. Okay? The Ein Lomar, now so this again pushes back in a different way. The Ein Lomar may be like this. The Ein Lomar, the Lomar Chalkin. Maybe what I said before is not correct, that they're not Mechal Tamchei Balayla. Maybe they are. So what was our problem? So then why are you giving him two Sudas? Just give him the one Suda. But maybe as follows. Kachnosim Stein, the Chashin, and Shema lo Yagia ben Yehudim, Shtei Pa'amim. Maybe he'll miss out twice. In other words, he won't be there for the morning handout of the next town because he'll be non-Jews. And then by the evening handout also won't be by Jews. So then he'll be missing. That Tamcha does give out at night. But the reason why we have to supplement two meals is because he might miss the two handouts by Jews. He'll be by non-Jews for the next two points that Jews handed out. He won't be by then. Tosa says, that can't be pshat. Okay, well, be the raya that he brought from Tana. This maybe Tosa would deflect the raya like you tying it. But Tosa says, that can't be pshat either. Or inami, Tosa says, another possibility. Either he won't get to, he'll miss two handouts by the Jews. Inami, lochashinan, elopamachas, maybe no. Not that lochoshesh for twice missing the Jews, but vashnia, no smol kedeshi elopas besalo. In other words, either he'll miss two handouts or miss one handout, but he wants to have the pas besalo. So that's why we have two meal. Tosa says, that can't be correct. Why? Dim kain. If that were true, hechi kamar hasam, the malvina le suda achas ba'day. Why is it saying Shabbos that we only send him off with one suda? The im yesh lachu shemo yigeh ben Yehudim. If we're concerned about the possibility he won't arrive by a Jewish village, hayu galitin shtayim. Why is he taking one? I take two. Kach nirkei d'prishis. Okay, therefore must be as I set it up. When I set it up, that it has to be two sudos because there is no tamchei balayla. And therefore, we have to give him one for the Tamchei Balayla equivalent, and then for the next one when he goes off to next time. This is one Tosis. But again, it's all together. Next Tosis, Shavas. Yeah.
In the second answer, he said that he said he's giving him the Suda. And we give him double because the next place he might get to, and at night, they don't give out at night. But isn't that based on the first answer that you don't give out at night?
No, that was an assumption. Tosas proved it. That's correct.
If Tosas proved that assumption, why is that in itself not a good enough answer?
No, but then Tosas said, maybe it's not true. Maybe I'll disagree with that assumption. Tosas is suggesting another possibility, but he anyway says it's wrong. He had the raya. Maybe the raya wasn't foolproof.
The second assumption of, also, in case my first assumption is not correct, based off his first assumption.
That's the Ve'en Lo Omar Du'o Machalkin. It's saying, maybe what they say is not correct. Maybe there are Machalk Balayla, Lo Machalkin, and maybe it's another answer to the original Kash. That's what Tosa says, Ve'en Lo Omar Du'o Machalkin. That's the part you're going on?
No, but it's still based on the first answer, no?
No.
They don't give out.
No, again, there's two points that Tosis pushes back. First, Tosis says in Lafarish, then it says in Lomar. The in Lafarish is still working with the assumption that there's no Tamchoi given up a Laila, but maybe the issue has to do with that we're afraid he won't get to Jews. And then he says, but then why only two? You should give him three. Then Tosis had another pushback, and that is the Russian in Lomar de Olam Machalkin. Now he's saying maybe the whole assumption is not correct, and let's go back to the original Kasha. And then let's say that maybe it's two because we're afraid either that he won't get twice, he'll miss two handouts by Jews, or because one, he'll miss one handout and then he'll need to have the Suda to accompany him. Well, that Tosa says, then that's also not going to work. Then why are you only giving him generally one Suda? If you have any concern that he won't get the Jews, then you should always have an extra Suda. So basically, Tosa is assuming that's out of the question. We're not choshesh that this guy who's traveling is going to end up in a place where aren't Jews. That seems to be Tosa saying, that's not our cheshbon. What's the cheshbon? He has one to take with him because of paspisalo. When he gets to the next place, he'll eat that. Then he'll get shtei sudos. Why shtei sudos? One for dinner and one for paspisalo the next morning. Yeah, that's push. Okay. If you have the car, it's car. Again. Yeah, everyone, again. Why is he get shtei sudos? One, he'll have the suda from he got in last place to eat when he gets to this place. Then he gets one suda of the two is going to be tonight's dinner, and then he has the other one to take it with him for pasta sal. Okay. Now we get to the next part, Shavas. Shavas means he's spending the weekend here. Shavas, Lon was Panasas Lina, and Shavas is no similar mazon shola sudas. Now, again, we would have thought it means the three sudas of Shabbos. Tosas turns on his head. Notice it wasn't shalos sudas, perish. The Shabbos b'tzaharayim, it means not, we're giving this at the outset of Shabbos. Shabbos afternoon. In other words, he's already going to have Shabbos afternoon. We're going to give him three more sudas. What is here the Bach do above? Ki. O son, stay sudos shenasan lo esmo. Remember, he got something yesterday. So what did that serve him for? Those two sudos? The Erev Shabbos. Achal leo Shabbos v'Shabbos Shachris. He got two sudos Friday. So what happened with those two sudos? One was Friday night suda, and one was Shabbos morning, Shabbos day suda. Now we're giving him on Shabbos afternoon, says the Mishnah, mazash so sudos. What's that? How's that going to line up? So b'sholos sudos she knows them well b'Shabbos Shabbos. Oh, he's staying over Shabbos. You're giving him on Shabbos afternoon three sudos. So what's going to be with these three sudos? Yochal achas b'Shabbos the sudas shlishis. So why three sudos? One for sudas shlishis. Get an extra meal on Shabbos. The achas l'motzai Shabbos. Okay, you call me off Malka. Call what you want. Motzai Shabbos. U'shlishis yishar lo l'macha b'derech shelo yerech rekam. That's the accompanying suda. Ben l'harach. So interesting. Tosis is learning not the way we would naturally learn the lashon of the Mishnah. Interesting. So it says Masa Shal Sudas doesn't mean the three sudas of Shabbos. It means Shabbos afternoon. You're giving him. It's an interesting thing. So this is already. Maybe we'll finish the Tosis. We'll come back to this. Let's be over here with the Rambam. Let's go. Let's finish the Tosis first. Okay. This is Tosis Pshat of Masa Shal Sudas. The Kashal Rashba, this is the Rashba of Tosus, of course, the Rashba Shan's Mistama, Haditnan Mesechas Peya, the Mishnah in Peya, Perches, Umaisel, Perkokis, they quoted it in Shabbos, the following. Mishi Yeshu Mazen Shtei Sudos Beveso. Someone has in his own house the amount of food of Shal Sudos, of Shtei Sudos. Lo Yitam and Tamchoi. He is not poor enough to get the handout of Tamchoi. He has Shtei Sudos. If you're sure Shtei Sudos, then you get the handouts from soup kitchen. You have Mazon Shtei Sudas, you're not qualified to take from Tamchoi. Fektosis v'amai. He has two Sudas. Ha'echad yochal miyad. He's going to have one right away. He's here, he has Mazon Shtei Sudas. And he's going to eat one now. V'echad b'layla. V'mkinki also v'ekam asa. Where's his accompanying Suda? So how could it say Mazon Shtei Sudas, he can't take from Tamchoi? He's not going to have when he goes on. He's going to be without anything to take him, to make him feel less hungry with the suda that he takes with him. But tzarech lefarish. So you have to reinterpret what that means, that statement in Gemara Shabbos. Tzarech lefarish. The mazon shtei sudas dekamar, hanabro seshesh lechem miyad. In other words, the one he's eating now doesn't count. So he has two sudos. That means he has already what he's going to take with him. So that's that. Nukasha, v'yim tomar. Back to our Mishnah of Shavas, he gets mazon shtei sudas. Shabbos, Magnus will show sudos, meaning to say with the cheshbon of show sudos was what? Show sudos? Mitzay Malka, Mitzay Shabbos Malka, you could say, and then the third one to take with him. Why does he get three sudas, which means he ate over Shabbos three sudas? He had the two from yesterday, which was Friday night and Shabbos day. But Hachmas Nisan Rabbi Akiva he. But this Mishnah in Peya, the Gemara makes clear in the Sogin and Sechta Shabbos that it follows Shitas the Tan Rabbi Akiva. The Ketani Reish, how do we know goes Rabbi Akiva? Because that same Mishnah starts as follows. It says the following: Kol Misha Yesh Lomas and Yudalik Sudos Lita Minakupa. So this is that Tosis quoted part of it before. If you have Bei Sudos, you can't take Minatam Choy. If you have mazon yud dalet sudos, that means two per day for 7 days makes 14. So if you have the mazon of yud dalet sudos, then lo yitom na kupa, because kupa is given weekly. Ask the Gemara parach beperakol kisvei hakodesh mani. There's two shitas tanoim. How many meals a person is supposed to eat on Shabbos? Chachamim say, like we know, how many sudos altogether? Three. Rechitka. Shal haradash nepsukim parshas b'shalach hayom hayom hayom. So we have the drushes of how many sudas a person is supposed to eat. If you ever decide to wash next time, it's long Shabbos, you can say sudas of chitka, sudas of chitka, separate from shalach sudas, sports sudas. Wash and bench David, say all that. We don't hold that of chitka. But either way, the more ask the cash, the money. Ira banan. Chameser havyan, irab chidka, shifser havyan. What's the most kasha? Why 14? Litim na kupa. You have to say 2 times 6 is 12, and then you have to add to Shabbos either 3 or 4. So it shouldn't be 14, it should be 15 or 16. That's the most kasha. What is the more answer? Umishani, that this Mishnah, how many of you have a kiva? It goes to Rabbi Akiva, the Omar, asei Shabbat chachol. What does that mean? It means expression like this, that if a person is needy, person doesn't have basic needs, they can even reduce their standards of Shabbos sudas and make it no different than the weekday, which is only 2 sudas. In other words, you forego Shabbos sudas. You don't have 2 sudas on Shabbos, not 3. It goes like Rabbi Akiva. This person is that situation. He's mamish and ani. And therefore, you don't impose on the tzibur to give you the extra suda of Shabbos. You make it no different than the week. And therefore, the count goes like 14, not 15, not 16. If that's the case, and the same Mishnah of Shabbos knows them Ramazon Shalosh Sudos, which Cheshbon means we include Shalosh Sudos, and the same Mishnah going like Rabbi Akiva, that it says if you have 14, then you don't get Minakupa, we don't include 15, so it means Shalosh Sudos, we don't count because you're in need, and therefore you're not getting Shalosh Sudos. So then how can it say here that you're getting, including Shalosh Sudos? That's the kash. The answer is the Bishvil Sudas Shabbos Ein Lo Lahascha Brito. What does that mean? He has 14 sudos. He doesn't have what's missing is Shalosh Sudas. So now, would that be enough to get him in the door? To be able to be qualified, if right now you don't have, so now the standard is, I say Shabbat Chachol, you have 14, you're not going to be able to get started on the dough. Okay? However, Avo Kishikfat Sarach Lito, he's already in a position of being an ani. He's already getting a handout. And now the shayla is, he's getting Shabbos meals. So now already it's a different cheshbon. Sarich, then if he's already getting Sarich Lito, Avok Shekvad Sarich Lito, no to gam kedei sudas Shabbos. Okay, that's the answer. Okay, so it's klar pashup. We just push it just to read the tosis. And not a simple thing, just to read pashup, pshat, and tosis. Good experience just to get that. But just a ha'ara in pshat earlier. So what's the pshat in the Mishnah? Shabbos knows the mazon shalosh sudas. So you would have thought it means you give him the 3 sudas at the outset of Shabbos for the 3 sudas of Shabbos. No, Tosfos says differently. What does it mean? You give him on Shabbos day after he's taken already from yesterday the 2 sudas for Friday night for Shabbos day. Now you're giving him 3 to keep him going. So now you have shalosh sudas, Rav Malka, and tomorrow to take with. Problem is like this: the Rambam passes this halacha in Matnas Aniyim. We mentioned it earlier, and the Rambam gives us a little more in terms of what he's getting. And the Rambam says, based on the Tosefta, halacha ches zayin ches im shavas nos nimomazon shalosh sudos ve shemen that he gets, the kidneys that he gets for being overnight also, that's his snack, the dog the yerek. Tosefta. Now, if you add that, now, Tosefta says Dagi Yerek. So what's going to mean according to Tosis? He had Friday night meal, without his own Shabbos dish of Dag V'Yer. He had his Shabbos morning dish without Dag V'Yer. Now he's going to get three sudos with Dag V'Yer. And what's it going to be? What's he going to have special items on his meal for Shalosh Sudos? And we'll have a Malka and to take with him. Does that make sense? You're getting Dag V'Yer for three meals and it's not going to line up to three meals of Shabbos. Strange. It's not my kasha. This is what the Nachronim asked, the Torah's Chaim. Yitzhak has interesting kasha, no? If you add the Tosefta to the mix, so this is mamish strange. If the Mazir is being given out at the outset of Shabbos for Shabbos meals, then you can add the nice, you know, whatever it is, the little onik Shabbos that you add on to the meals, so that's for the three Shabbos meals. Tosefta said, we're holding meal of Shabbos. He's already had two meals of Shabbos. And now you're giving him three meals, and that's going to have the Dag V'Yerek, so he's going to have the Dag V'Yerek to go with him Sunday morning. And the two meals of Shabbos didn't have the Dag V'Yerek. What's the chat? So we asked the Torah's Chaim. Second. Yeah. The Ein Zeh Svara Klal. The Vadi, the Tzorach Suda Shabbos knows him Dag V'Yerek. So Bachal, it's a Pella and Tosfos. The Gam Mishnah denotes the Muslim show Sudas Bachal, the Lashon is also not Mashmalitosis. What do you think? You read the Lashon on Mishnah. Shavas, no snuggle Muslim show Sudas. What's the Pash of Shah? How does it strike you? The three Sudas of Shabbos. Mashma, do it Sarach Shah, do it Sarach Mitzvah show Sudas. No snuggle, O send me the Lok Tani Shavas, no snuggle Kiko Mechsa, do me the Resha Tani Kikar. Kach near is like the Torah's Chaim Nalitosis. The Kodem Hachnasas Shabbos, before Shabbos comes in. So here's how it works. So now, Lamai say, he has two meals that he got when? That he has with him from when? From Erev Shabbos, right? Now, how's it going to work? If you learn Shabbos Nalitosis, like the Rambam, so what's going to happen? Shavas, when are you giving him the three Sudas? Tosis says Shabbos afternoon. If you don't want to learn that way, because if you want to add the Dag V'Yerek to the three Sudas you're getting. So when are you getting the Mazon? You're getting Fridays. Now what happens is, Shabbos is entering, and now how many Sudas does he have with him? No? How many? Simple math. How many Sudas, Shabbos is coming in, how many Sudas does he have? Five, right? He's got two from Friday. He's got, now Shabbos is about to enter, he's got three Sudas now on top of that, with Dag V'Yerek. That's exactly right. So what's going to happen now? The three sudas we got with the Dag V'Yerek, the sudas plus, are going to be for what? For three, and what's going to be with the two sudas from Friday? That's me, Mlava Malka, and tomorrow to go. That's me to go.
What do you eat on Friday, though? The entire day. Nice to eat the suda from before.
No, the one meal he had already from Friday morning, now he's coming into Shabbos, he's getting two meals a day. So he's got Friday, he got the head of the Friday with two sudas. So now he's got two coming into Shabbos, right? Giving him two meals every day is already covering the night meal. So he's got two sudas that one of them could cover the night meal, one could theoretically cover the meal that he's going to go with. He always gets two sudas a day, one for the night, one to go. Shabbos to go, right? That's always a new buzzword. To go, right? The mazel is the suda to go. So he's got two sudas. Shabbos is now about to enter. He's got two sudas already with him. Now, we're going to shower him with three sudos with him extra dishes along with him. Now, how are you going to take those five sudos and apportion it? So he says, according to the Rambam, it's simple, says the Torah's Chaim. What you can do is as follows. Kodem achnasas Shabbos, nosnim u'mazon sholos sudos, together with dag yerek, all gutta macholim, right? Sheyochleim b'leil Shabbos, ube Shabbos shachris, ube... So the shlishis. So the three meals that he's getting right now as Shabbos is entering are going to go for the meals of Shabbos, which have a little bit more than stuff. Meanwhile, he had two sudas that he was holding on to that he got on Friday. So the sudas he had on Friday, the two sudas, is going to be now for what? Motzi Shabbos and to go. The osa shtei sudas shenasnu lo be'erev Shabbos, a day they can wait. The Erev Shabbos, Yochel Achas Motzei Shabbos, the Achas for the Paspis Salo, it's good enough. You know, I mean, the Motzei Shabbos is not so stale yet, and the Paspis Salo, okay. Although he'll eat it later, but okay, no, he'll eat it Sunday. The Achas Yisher Lo Lamacha Kederach Shloach Reka, and he points out to Torah Chaim that Lomaisa, if you look at Tosis and Shabbos again, we didn't do that. The Chaim Kus with Tosis Behed Yeperkol Kisve B'Shem Ri, sheyesh biyado chamisha sidos betchila Shabbos. That Lemaisa, the Muslim shows, not the way Tosfos over here, that the Muslim shows sudos is given, handed out to him when?
Sorry.
Shabbos Betzarayim. The Tosfos in Shabbos says that he got the show sudos before Shabbos, so Lemaisa, he's got with him five sudos as Shabbos is entering, and this is how it works. It could be that Tosfos doesn't want to hold this way now, in our Tosfos, that he gave five sudos because maybe you'll eat it too soon. You know, the guy's get hungry, you know, never know. He'll chop it all before, then he won't have. So therefore, we have to know how to ration it. So we wait till Shabbos Arayim, we'll give him the three sudas. Otherwise, he has five before. Who knows how much he'll eat? Then he'll be left with nothing. You have to know how to eat the, you know, with, you know, and rationing it also. But it could also be, I don't know, maybe the Dag V'Yerek, maybe the two sudos that he had from Erev Shabbos got the Dag V'Yerek already, and then you can, you know, and then you can use that for the, you know, and then you give him the daytime three more meals, and one of them is Dag V'Yerek, that's a Shal Shudas, so you can get the Dag V'Yerek for the Bisud of Shabbos also for Tosfos Bayez. I don't know, but the Tosfos Chaim's problem, that basically is the issue with our Tosfos. Okay, any other questions? Yes, a friend.
What about Hachana? The Tosfos we give.
What's Hachana?
For after Shabbos.
For after Shabbos.
It's for after Shabbos.
So you mean giving him now the meal for after Shabbos? Rasha Asik, good, yeah? Rasha Asik? Yeah?
I think he said it's some kind of cover to have an extra meal.
Really? Interesting. Okay. Another two lines of Gemara. We have a little time. Let's continue along. It says Gemara Vayter, Tana. Okay, so we have a Braisa. Imahaya Mazir al Apsachim, Ein Niskakim Lo. What does this Braisa say? If this fellow, this Ani, again, that we don't know much about, he's traveling around, but he's getting knocking on doors. Not Stam coming to the official Kupa and getting whatever we want to give him, ain't both going to us. But he's literally going knocking on the doors. Then ain't his cooking go. Sounds like you don't have to give it. Rashi says, ain't his cooking go. Los his most mina Kupa. We don't have to give him from the communal funds that we have for the Kupa Seir of Staka. Achare Shalom Aluchais El Psachim Dayo Bekach. He'll make his own way. This guy is already knocking on doors and he'll manage himself. He'll somehow get what he needs. Because he's going to the door, we don't have to give him from the communal funds. That's what the Braisa says. Now a story. Ha'u Anya, there was a poor person, Davi Masra al-Psachim, he was such a person. He was going, making the rounds. The Asa coming to Rapapa. So Rapapa Mistama was in charge of what? Of the Kupa. Lomiz Dakikle. So Rapapa did not want to give him, Now what did Rapapa want to give him? The Pashta says, with Sitosis in a second. From where did Rapapa want to give him? The Kupa. Don't have to see what Rashi means. Rashi's lesson is, as the Yisra that we have, Afilu Parnasa. What does Rashi mean? Afilu Parnasa. What does Rashi mean? Okay, what was Zaki Klei? Omalev Sama Bid Rav Yeva Rav Papa. Wait a second. Imar lo Mizdaki Klei, In Shachrina lo Mizdaki Klei. If you're not going to give him, then everyone will think he's a fraud. No one will take him seriously. You're not giving him. He came to you and you turn him around, turn him down. So nobody will give him. Lemus. Right? Lemus. He'll die. So you can't put him in such jeopardy because people are going to also not take him seriously. They'll start turning him down. He'll have nobody. Amale. So Rav Papa responds to Rav Sama. But we have a braisa that seems to say I shouldn't give him. So Rav Sama says, wait a second. We have to qualify that. Amale. Ein niskakin lo matana meruba. Avo niskakin lo matana muetes. We have to qualify that. When we say ein niskakin, not that we don't give him at all. We don't give him a larger amount, but we give him a smaller amount. So a little bit. So what does this mean exactly? So Rav Papa is told that, and halacha becomes that you have to give matana muetes from your pocket, from the kupa. So we have the Rashi. Don't know exactly to make a Rashi. Rashi says Afilu Parnas. Tosa says Lo Isdakik Lei Rav Papa Gabai Haya. He was a Gabai Staka. V'Lunas Lo Menakupa. Kedusanya Ein Nosin Lo Menakupa Kivish Machazel Apsachim. Okay. V'Amar Rav Sama Now here's a whole shot of the gears. What do we do with the gears here? Imaro is daki legosis nakufa. You're not going to give him nakupa. Hainu kidei suda. What does that mean? Or something doesn't read well, right? Hainu kidei suda. What does the Bach do with this? Takes out which word? The hain. He takes it all three words? Okay, so let's read without all three words. Because he could say, okay. Or take it all out. Then koshkin shkamachirim lo yitnu lo. So you can't deny him anything. Umasik hadesanya niskalkin lo minakupa. Hainu kidei suda. How you put it in? Now you put in those words. Eniskalkin suda kidei suda. You don't give minakupa. Avu davar muat yitnu lo. It comes out, and if he's mechazer of something, there's a halacha that he's still entitled to something, and the reason he's getting that something is because it should be a turnoff to everybody else. Okay, that's the gemara. That's a whole interesting thing in the Torah, and a whole aricha is just a little bit, not that we can do it fully, but it's do justice to it, but the whole tumult shot in the Torah exactly, the Beis Yosef, the Bach, the Gansa Maisa here, but just to understand the words, what the Torah is trying to do here with this gemara. Lashon HaTorah, you have it, right? The Torah has a diuk that seems to suggest he thinks that the Rambam is arguing on his father, the Rush. Exactly what does the Torah mean? Is this machlokas? What's it all about? So, on this Ani Machaz al Psachim part, the Lashon HaTorah is as follows. Ani Machaz al Psachim. So, he quotes the Rambam. Okay, this is all in the Rambam by us. Quotes the Rambam. Ein nosimo matana meruba, el matana mu'etis. Where is this Rambam? Perek Zayin. Halacha Zayim. Ani machazel apsachim in his kakim latam meruba, avo noslimu matanamu etes. And then the Ram goes on, v'asu lehachzir esa ani sheshal reikam. You can't turn him down completely, even if it's giving him a little fig, dried fig, al yashav dachnich. That's the Ram. En noslimu matanamu meruba, av ela matanamu etes. Okay, fine. That's the Gemara. The Lashon Doni Avi Rashzal, my father, the Rush, his language is as follows. Einostim lo minakupa matana meruba. Ela matana mu'etes. Okay, so what does the Rush say different than the Rambam? What does he say different that the Rambam didn't say? Minakupa. Now, we saw that in Tosis as well. But says the Tur, he's medayik. Mashma da gabay tztoka koi. Mashma that what we're discussing here is gabay tztoka. And the Rambam, what? Not Gabay Tzedakah. The Rambam is talking about, not by Gabay Tzedakah. Meaning, the Rambam is talking about what? That the issue here this is discussing not a Gabay Tzedakah, and Rav Papa's role was not a Gabay Tzedakah, it's stomach person. But now, how does the Rush come out, why he wants to side with the Rambam over the Rush? So, if you pause right now, so what's the machokas, so to speak? What's the machokas? The Rambam is learning that this sugya is about stam an individual who shouldn't give matanam ruba, but to give matanam uetis, right? And the Rush is learning that the sugya is about, like we saw in Tosus, egavet staka, that from the kupa, you don't give matanam ruba, but matanam uetis. And what would be by a regular person? They'd have to give matanam ruba, they have to give nothing. What would be the inference? If the case is kupa, what would be the machokas? But both say, hear what the question is. What is the machal? Now, how does the Rush conclude? The Torah, rather? Mistavra kitivya ramba. Sh'al ko adam koi. That's going on everybody. Not on Kupa. Not on the Gabbit Stuck. But meaning, and therefore, not to say that would be different. But he goes on to Keva duhu machazer. If he's going around knocking for people, on doors of people, eina echad sarach litivo de machzor. You don't require a regular person to give all that he says he needs. In other words, so what's the inference of the Torah? How did the Torah run up Adas HaRash? If the Gemara is, how does it strike you? Yeah, okay, I say all this because there's a lot here, the Beis Yosef, the Bach, the Prisha. The way that the Torah is finishing up, I prefer the Rambam that's going on everybody, because since he's a machazer, he's going around getting from other people here or there. Therefore, the individual does have the machzora. Only has to give matana mu'etes. And that's the Rambam. Whereas what my father Rush seems to hold, who learns the sugya by Gabay Tzedakah, So what does it sound like the Torah is attributing to the Rush? That if it were a case of an individual, what would be his responsibility to this Aniyam HaChazal HaPsachim?
Nothing.
Nothing or everything? You could have said in Sfar nothing. But the way that the Torah, that's what the Prishas originally starts. But they say, look, the Lashon HaTorah. The Torah says, I like the Rambam better because it's going on everybody, because since he's Machazal HaPsachim, you don't have to give him stam all this amount that he thinks he's lacking. Whereas what the Rush would seem to be holding is that if the sugya is about a gabet stokka, then an individual who's approached by ani who's begging, by a beggar, would have to give how much? Interesting. That would be the mashmos of the way it was. So this is a whole arichus, and that's how he's getting from the Rambam. But anyway, it's not far from simple that this is what the Ram holds, and Bechal, what is the Rush holds. Again, you can see if you wish on your own, you'll see it at Richas, you'll see it at Beis Yosef, the Bach, the Prisha. Our way is we'll go back to tomorrow. Okay?